I think I need this recording more than everybody. Y'all understand. All right. Hey. Okay, real quick, though, before we get into this.
Yeah.
Christy, have you ever wanted something so bad? I'm talking about, like, you can feel it in your bones.
Yes.
You can taste it. You dream about it. You visualize it. You talk about it. Daydream. You share it with your friends. It's like it's an obsession. But it's a very specific outcome. I mean, it's like, you know, it has to go like this. And it has to look like this. And sometimes you're just like, why it didn't, it just didn't come out like that.
Been there.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
My heart.
We're going to talk about this. Well, you guys, welcome.
Welcome.
To Two Queens and Crystal Things, the podcast where we are on some manifest your life.
Manifest.
Shift your mind and raise the consciousness type of shit. Hey, I am Mia.
And I am Christy. And you can consider us your spiritual girlfriends. Actually, I hope you do.
Hey.
I do feel like, you know, we're all girlfriends. I feel like, you know, we are all connected in that way. But okay, so our last episode.
Just put this right here.
Last episode, we had our Queens chat and we were talking about the astrological new year and the energy that comes with it. But y'all, the energy that has been happening and just, I don't know if you all have been in your feels, just all of it. This energy has been doing its thing.
Let me tell you something. I'm just going to keep it real funky with you. Okay?
Keep it 100.
Let me preface by saying it's all good, though.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's definitely been some cleansing, some purging.
Ooh,
some
releasing, all of it.
I literally feel like I'm loading, like just that wheel is spinning, and it's just not all the way. The software upgrade is in the process, and that process has, since I can give you a date, since March. Actually,
our last episode, you were saying that you felt like you were loading.
Yes, and it's been constant. And you guys, I was in San Diego. My sister just had my
She's
little
a new auntie.
Nephew, so I got to go out and
he has
see,
such a fancy name,
Carlton Braxton Somerville.
Well, excuse me,
such a gentleman.
I mean, so distinguished.
Absolutely, he's a distinguished gentleman. So shout out to my sister and brother,
shout out.
P and Brandon, and my little niece Zara. So it was nice, you know, being out there with family, because, you know, they're out there by themselves in terms of family. So our family is taking turns, you know.
I remember those days.
Ooh. A week at a time. So my mom is going out there, then my other sister's going out there, and then my sister-in-law, Brandon's sister, we got it covered.
She needs it.
But it's always a nice time to be in San Diego and be with family. And even with that, I mean, I'm in the middle of having a great time, spending time with my niece. She's getting so big. Every time I had a moment by myself where I was not actively engaged, I was on one. Look at me. I was on one. And it was all very much so self-reflective.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with any... I was just like, you know how you ever have those moments where you like, what's that? For real? Like, how did you not, all that? Yeah, I had a lot of those.
So you know how you feel. So this is how I feel. I feel like, you know when a shuttle takes off and there are pieces of it that fall?
Yes, when it detaches.
I feel like that. Like, I feel like I'm still like, but I'm losing really I'm
like
losing
that.
Pieces.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's kind of dope. So today, you guys, we are, we're going to talk about how effective it can be to practice detachment.
Yes.
Okay. So learning It's a skill. It really is. It's a muscle you have to work on. And let me be clear. When we say detachment, we're not talking about the, I don't care, I don't give a F. That's not detachment, mm-hmm. because you do care.
Right.
But it provides this sense of spiritual freedom that is, y'all know how I feel about peace being my baseline, right?
Mm-hmm.
That provides a level of peace when you practice detachment. We often attach our happiness to various, you know, material stuff. I need a certain amount of money. I want this. I want that. But what if we think about being happy without those things? Because honestly, happiness is a choice.
It really is. Yeah, it is.
So there's less frustration about achieving something very specific.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're practicing attachment, we're talking about, okay, I can't wait to get into this, y'all, because I think this is so helpful for real. It'd be less, there's more joy in your life because you choose to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about what success is. It's less about what it looks like and what it feels like. So we're not focused on that one thing, but you know.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
All of the above.
All
D.
Of that.
So, you all may have heard this, but Buddhists, they often say the root of all suffering is in attachment. And so what we're talking about, the whole like practicing attachment. Okay, let me just start over. So think about this for a second. So like Mia said, we're not saying like you can't desire it, you can't want it. We want you to go after it. We're just suggesting that you not be attached to the outcome, because energy is always changing. Life is always mm-hmm. changing. And we've talked mm-hmm. about this before. Sometimes what you want is not going to be packaged in the way that you expect. Just don't be attached to that outcome, that specific outcome. Because when we attach ourselves to an outcome, we subject ourselves to the roller coaster of what life can bring and the emotions that we feel, whether or not we succeed or fail in that thing. So just, how about just, all right, this is what I desire, but I'm going to allow that desire to come to me.
To form,
right.
So we talked about it in previous episodes, that when you manifest, don't be so attached to the outcome. Mm-hmm. Don't have an expectation. You know how you say, you don't necessarily need to have the exact steps.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say you're trying to manifest a home in a different place. Let's say you move there, but you're not able to get the home right away. So you're disappointed because you're like, no, in my vision, I moved to the Virgin Islands. I have this beautiful home. But when you first get there, it's like, okay, I have to rent for a while. So does that, you know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
you have to allow yourself to be okay with how it's unfolding.
Right.
So it may come packaged differently than what we had in our minds, which is why it's so important to be in tune with the feeling of what that success looks mm-hmm. like, or the feeling of what whatever that, you yep. know what I mean? Because that's what we really want.
That's the important
It's like
part.
I want to feel like every day when I wake up, I'm so lucky to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And in our minds, we might have an idea of what that looks like.
Right.
But if you wake up and you feel like, I'm so happy to be here, and it doesn't look like exactly what you thought,
mm-hmm.
some of us will look at that as it's a failure that I'm not doing, because you're not, you know what that I mean? Like, 'cause we're attached to those specifics. So the art of detachment, because it is an art, you guys, to free yourself from the emotional and mental chains that bind you.
Mm-hmm.
It literally puts you, it's like a little mental prison.
And we're doing it to ourselves. But can I go back to something that you said, the feeling?
Yeah.
So think about this, because we've had this conversation before, money. You know, a lot of people say they want money.
Yes.
And of course, money gives you different opportunities and all those things. But a lot of the reasons why a lot of people may chase after money, it's because of the time freedom that comes with having the money.
So I say this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if I could... I don't need money if I could do all the things I want to do. Like I said, if somebody said to me, oh, you can travel around the world for free. eat wherever you want to go. Anytime you walk in a store, whatever you want, you can have it. What do I need money for?
Yeah.
So it's not
Sign me up.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not the actual, the value is not the dollar. Mm-hmm. The value to me is what I'm doing with it, what I'm allowing myself to experience, the resources that I'm open to because of that. Mm-hmm. It's not that actual thing. So if we focus on what we want to do with the money as opposed to the money.
It's and those two things are different.
And those two things are totally different. Yeah. So I could say, I need a vacation. And I start, oh God, I need to figure out how to get the money. Or I could just say, I need a vacation. You never know. A friend could be like, you know what, girl? I need to go out of town. I need somebody to go with me. My boyfriend was going to go. He decided that he can't come. I got this extra ticket. You want
to? It's already paid for.
I just got it. Am I going to be mad because I didn't get the money to pay for it? I got what I asked for. You know what I'm saying? So, yes.
There you go.
And it also frees you. Expectation is, I think we might want to talk about expectation at some point, too, because that's, I feel like it is attached to expectation and it's kind of like with attachment because there's an expectation that it looks like something. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking for a mate, a partner, and you have an expectation that when you're in a relationship, I expect when I do this or say this or when it's my birthday that you do X. And if that partner doesn't do that, we are disappointed. Now, maybe they could have done something differently. Does that mean we throw the whole thing away because it didn't meet our expectation? Or do we not look at what was done or look at it as an opportunity to say, like, hey, you know, maybe I didn't communicate with you.
To let you know what I want.
You know what I mean? But, you know, I think when you think about, in relationships, I think expectation has a lot to do with a lot of the disappointments in relationships because you have an expectation. Oftentimes, we have expectations that we do not voice. That's real talk. But, yeah, it's a conscious choice to let go of the things, one, that no longer service you, and also to... I feel like when you're living in a detached space, it truly is a freedom.
There is.
Because you can live detached, but walk in faith. Mm-hmm. So it's not the expectation. It's like, I know. Mm-hmm. It's not a like, I hope. It's like, I know because I am.
Well, just like...
I know it, so I can be free because I know it's coming because I said so, because I created it, because I manifested it. It is... But if we don't have the expectation, it allows us to walk in free and you can experience it as it's coming. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, like when you're at a restaurant and you order your food, you're not, after you place your order, you're like, okay, well, I wonder if the food's going to come. Are they going to bring me my food? Will it be like, you have this, like, it's already
it's
mine.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's mine. Done. I ordered. Girl, I'll throw this left. That is perfect. Because hold on. Y'all hear that. I ordered it. I spoke it into existence. So I
have
for
faith,
certain.
It's coming.
It's coming. And I can sit back here, relax, and have a cocktail with my friends. Girl, I love it.
And have a good time.
Right. And so I like that, Christy. Because that's exactly. Because it's as you speak.
Woo.
Girl, child. Ooh, okay. Think about it, because as you speak it and you let it go, and guess what comes?
And there is no.
What,
I wonder
when I spoke out into the universe shows up.
Right.
Girl.
When am I getting my food again? I just put the order in. Is my food coming? Is the food coming?
That is
the food
one
coming?
Of the best and simplest ways to. Girl, bye. I'm about to start making my orders to Universal.
So I want a...
Okay. Right.
All right. So let's talk about this episode is...
Blah. Oh, sponsored by our Mindful Souls.
Yes.
Y'all love a subscription box. Listen, let's keep it real.
They get me in trouble though, but I'm excited for this
because
one.
It's like you get a gift every month. Are you kidding me? And then you forget, and I'm telling you, sometimes it just comes right on time. You're just like,
I needed this.
So this is a it's a monthly box of curated spiritual and metaphysical and wellness products. So each box contains a variety of items. Like it'll have crystals and aromatherapy products, meditation supplies, a little jewelry. You know, we love a little jewelry. So basically, it's a convenient and affordable way for people to incorporate mindfulness into your daily, into your self-care practices. Mm-hmm. So there may be things that you are introduced to in your box because you don't know what's going to come in it, that you would not have been introduced to before. But now since it's a part of your box, it's much easier. It's easier for you to engage in something that maybe you've been curious about or didn't know about. And I really enjoy this. So what we're going to do, Christy, is we have a couple here, but we're going to unbox them later. We're going to put it on IG.
I'm excited.
I know, me too.
Spiritual wellness in a box.
Are both of ours the same?
I think so. I guess we'll find out. Open up to the world of inner peace and self-love.
Yes, ma'am, because I'm here for it.
And you can check them out at www.mindfulsouls.com.
You guys, reach out to them and tell them to give us a discount code for y'all.
Right. Yeah, if you all want a discount code, let us know. Hit us up. Send us a message, you know, comment on under the post or under this video.
We're going to unbox these on our IG page, you guys, because I'm a noodle and I want to know. I want to see if we got the same thing.
Yes, I'm curious too. All right.
Okay.
Ooh, practicing attachment, the art of detachment.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about. So, Mia.
Yes.
Why do you think we have a difficult time detaching?
I'm scared. Look, I'm like, there is this. Until you try to really confront your fears, I don't think we realize how powerful fear is. Fear of the unknown is a mug.
Oh, fear.
So it's almost like if we allow ourselves
powerful.
To just let it go, that is absolutely terrifying. Like, are you kidding me? Because, I mean, our lives are made so that we believe that in order to be successful, I have to control every piece of it. And so you're trying to tell me not? And just, oh, you sound crazy. Crazy. So I think fear is a...
Yeah. Because I do think, too, that some people feel that if I have this desire so bad and I have this intense, like, want, then it will bring me what I want to me faster. I feel like people are like, if I want it so bad, it's mine. But you're actually repelling it away.
It's like, you know how they... Yeah, I already know how I feel about these universal laws. I mean, they're the hermetic principles as well. I'm just going to put it out there. But if you are chasing something, that means it's running away from you.
Yeah, and you will forever be chasing it.
Because that's what you choose. But in our minds, we're like, I'm working towards
right.
it. And
it's
you
like,
will forever
wanted,
be
wanted,
working
wanted.
Towards it.
Yeah.
Because that's what you are literally doing and saying and being, as opposed to being in it, you know. But the fear doesn't... Fear...
Noted.
Doesn't, when you're in fear, it's very difficult to be in the moment. Because think about it. Fear is, what is the acronym for?
False evidence appearing real.
But fear is something that has not happened.
Right.
It's
and it's a story
real.
That we make up in our life.
Exactly.
Like, we make it up.
So how can I be present if I have fear about... I'm not here.
Fear
I'm being.
Low vibration,
I'm up here being scared.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. So I think that that is one of the challenges, I should say, for having some living in a detachment energy. What do you think?
You know, I think in some people, they've invested so much of themselves into it. It's like, you know what? I've put in so much, you know, I'm afraid. Well, it goes back to fear.
But Christy, how many, okay, keep it funny. Y'all, ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself, how many times have you stayed in a relationship because you're like, I put too much time in this?
And what if someone else gets this person and they get the better version of what I've been putting my time
in? So somebody just goes, right. I put in all this work and somebody just going to walk in and
No.
So I'm just going to stay here and be miserable because I am invested.
That is so true.
All right, baby, this is just like the stock market. Sometimes you got to pull your money, okay? Pull your energy back. But that being able to pull your emotional energy back, that's that you have to detach.
Right.
Oh, people.
And it's hard. It can be hard.
I think about, specifically in careers, oftentimes the things that we do is how we identify ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yep. So when we are working in our jobs, our careers, our service, whatever it is that we do, like, think about it. You know, I always have this, I ask people to introduce themselves.
Like, what do you do? Or who, tell us about yourself.
Without...
I am what I do.
The first thing people go to is what they do for a living.
Yeah.
Like, 90% of the time. So that is a serious... So if I just straight... So think about it. Out of my own mouth, and it... Hi, nice to meet you. Tell me about yourself. My name is so-and-so. I do this, blah, blah, blah. They will start running down their resume, how much money they make. And it's just like, that's how you identify. Mm-hmm. So if something is going wrong or there's some change or there has to be a change, you got laid off. This happens. Companies close down. Girl, that's a whole nother story. Being able to detach and say, look, everything that happens to me and for me and through me is good for me.
And that's detachment. That does not define you.
But if you look at it like it's a sense, it's a part of who I am. I can't detach from this because now I'm no longer Mia because I don't do that. Mm-hmm. When you live in detachment, it's just like, oh, I'm living in a space where I am detached from. I can enjoy everything, but I'm in this world, not of it. So if this job goes away or this person goes away, that doesn't mean that I'm still not me. That just means it was time. Mm-hmm. And because I have faith in my walk, my journey, and I know that all good things come through me and to me, I can live detached and be like, yeah, that's some different shit. Wonder what's next. Like, I mean, it's... And I'm saying it kind of flippantly, right. But it's not easy.
It's really not easy. It does require some practice. And also, when you learn to detach yourself, and I think we said this earlier, your mood is not affected. You know? It's like, okay. Like you were saying, well, it's next.
Quick. Yeah, it's not, seriously, you know, I think oftentimes we think that... happiness means you don't, there's never any issues or, mm-hmm. you know, it's, everything is perfect. That's not life. What we're talking about is these challenges will come, but when you're living in a space where you understand that you are truly a spiritual being having a human experience, that's another way to look at this. Like, just like really and truly, I'm the avatar. None I have stepped works. Into my avatar.
I mean, none of it's worth it.
I got the goggles on, and I'm out here just playing this game. That allows you to be detached from because you know that you live forever. The soul lasts forever. Mm-hmm. This is a part of the game that I'm living in, but it isn't me.
Yeah.
So it allows you to be open to whatever is next.
Agreed. I think another reason why... we may have some difficulty detaching is just societal conditioning. You know, there are different programs that we've taken on. Just, I mean, think about it from childhood, ways that we think, things that we're supposed to do. And if you don't do them, then you are looked at as weird or an Absolutely. Outcast. So there are times where, But you know, it's so funny, as I keep saying this, I still think that it all comes down to fear.
I can see that.
You know, like societal conditioning, you're afraid to do something because you don't want to be looked at a certain way. It's based in fear.
I mean, think about how crazy sometimes the things that we put into our heads. I don't want to stand out, but I want to be unique. You know, I want to be an individual, but I don't want to be too far out because then, you know, somebody's going to judge me. I want to not care about what people say about me, but what are they saying about me? Like, we really do these things to ourselves.
Let's get off
the
ride.
This is literally all the stuff that we put into our heads. Like, for real.
And we do it to ourselves. And I think that's why the art of detachment is so it's an important skill to learn. I mean, of course, there are going to be times where we care. We are spiritual beings living a human experience. We are going to care. But there is just a certain level of peace and freedom that comes when you're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to let the chips fall as they fall.
So here's the thing. I wonder... I struggle with this because... with the caring thing, like, I feel like you can, I don't even know how to express this correctly, so give me a second, you guys. You can practice detachment and still care.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I feel like if you are practicing a detachment in your life, it is because you care about your life. It is because you have faith in a higher power, in which, you know, mistrust in a higher power is also a reason why people have a hard time detaching. Now, let's get into that, because this is why I love when we have these conversations. I think one of the biggest reasons that people have difficulty detaching is because they don't believe in a higher power. Because most of us have been conditioned to believe that the higher power is something that is outside of us. There is this thing that needs to happen that we need to do to this higher power that exists totally separate from us. Not that we're part of it. Mm-hmm. Not that it is us, which is the truth. But it's outside of us. And so what can happen is if we don't feel like we have done what we're supposed to do for that higher power, guilt, all that stuff, then we can't trust that what we're manifesting is coming because I've been praying to this.
Girl, you done opened up Pandora's box.
I know.
I confess,
right. I did all these things. Why is it not coming? Because we are reaching outside of ourselves, not understanding that we control. You are the writer, director, creator, actor, producer, all of that of
videographer,
your story.
Videographer, stunt double,
all of
it.
So when you have a mistrust in a higher power, it's because you don't believe it exists within you. Yeah. So if it doesn't exist within you, it's like, I can't detach because I have to please this higher power, as opposed to I have to master myself and understand that, I ain't even about to go there. So I think that's a reason why people have difficulty detaching.
No, it really is.
Because, like, when you think about the, I don't know, people are going to be mad at me, but whatever. Think about how most of us have been traditionally taught to pray.
Yeah.
It is, hello.
It's outside of you.
It's me. I'm making a request. I'm asking for this. I'm blah, 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 blah. And if you provide
Please.
Me this, I will do this. For, you know, there's this give and take. And when you do your part, you know, when your spiritual leader tells you, hey, do this, 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 and this, and, you know, your God, your creator, whomever it is, will answer you, and they don't, that puts mistrust in a higher power because we're not learning. We haven't been taught until we get a little bit older, where we teach ourselves, actually, that your prayer is really a conversation with the God in you. All of us, every person, is merely a manifestation of the Creator. Just living
Everyone?
In that. Every the worst person you could think of, them too.
Everyone just experiencing something different.
Exactly.
A different aspect of
So when we think that it's supposed to come from something else, right. this higher power outside of us, and it doesn't happen, now we don't trust it. So now I got to stay in control of this. I got to be all up in it because yeah. I asked homeboy up there in the clouds, he didn't deliver. So dang. I mean, like, real talk.
No, you're right. Another reason why people can have difficulty, and this is actually, I'm speaking with, speaking to a client that I had who had some past trauma with, in relationships and abandonment with relatives, and something definitely happened with her family. And so relationships, when she went through this breakup, and she falls back into this like neediness and just fear of being neglected, which I completely understand. I get that. So past trauma can also be a reason why people have difficulty detaching.
Well, man.
And I get it. It's logical. It's a logical response.
Absolutely.
Especially with neglect.
Especially when some trauma has happened to people and when they're children.
Yes.
Like that's
the formidable years.
Yes. We're living in the ultimate children are the most detached people. Girls, children don't get no fun.
They'll be like, oh, this toy's gone. Okay, let me find something else.
You know what I mean? Like, so they're able to easily live in a practice detachment. They don't they don't even have the language to say that's what's happening.
I wonder how we learn that. Like,
because it's natural. We learn how to not practice detachment. We learn how to think we have to control everything. But as children, before we experience trauma, and I think that is the conditioning. I think detachment is natural to us. That's just, you know what I mean? I think it is innate within us to trust.
Yes, and I agree. But I'm just wondering, like, how over time we start to lose that. But you're saying through trauma.
So that's what I'm saying. So if you're a kid.
So I guess we all have some trauma, y'all.
Oh, baby. You know, you're a child, something happens, and you're like, oh my goodness, I was just living carefree and fancy free. And look what happened when I did that. Let me start paying a little bit more attention. Then, you know, these things start to happen more and more. And now we get into this control mechanism. So I think trauma, definitely, Christy. That's definitely a good one because at this point now, I would do anything not to experience this pain again. I would do anything not to have this trauma. And I'll be good goddamn if I'm gonna sit up here and just, you know, I'm sure I guarantee you something. Like, I'm not about to practice detachment so somebody can walk all over me.
There's
but if that's
difference.
What you think right. is going to happen to you, you got as you
got
speak.
It.
You as went, you speak.
The universe is taking your order.
Like,
thank
oh,
you.
And that's what you want to do. Okay. Somebody
Side
walk
of fries.
All over you. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, so trauma's a good one. But again, this isn't like, you guys, when I say, well, you know how when Christy and I are talking about these are things that we have learned and are learning. Mm-hmm. There is absolutely no judgment in
None.
This because like it's real everyday practicing
and we're still maneuvering through
absolutely.
It. This is not something that we've mastered.
Trauma is definitely so that's why a lot of people go see therapists and trying to move past that because when you trauma sometimes can be so effective in people's life, so strong. Mm-hmm. Every decision you make is based off of that trauma.
Right. Yeah. Trauma
that
will keep you in your past.
The opposite
too.
Of practicing detachment, but it's completely understandable.
Yeah.
At that time and space, it takes some work to get to. Okay. I get it. I think we talked about this before, but I think it's important to say, like, kind of separately, like, control.
Been there.
It is
done that.
An impossibility to feel the need to be in control and practice detachment at the same time. You cannot do it.
No, you can't.
So, it's like especially when we're trying to control stuff that we can't control, other people specifically, but this is why people become manipulators. All manipulation is.
Oh, because it allows them to get their way and they're in control of it.
Absolutely. So when people will say, like, oh, they're manipulative, and some of us, we look at that as oftentimes as negatively. But sometimes we have to take into consideration that manipulation is an output of trauma. It's a trauma response. Mm. Like, I've been hurt so many times or in this way before. So when I see this coming down the street, it's like, it just, like, you know, well, like how we manipulate energy, can transmute energy. I'm trying to manipulate somebody else's energy so that I don't feel trauma, mm-hmm. or so that I can get what I want. So that's just people trying to control. Kids been do there. It all the time.
Been there.
I want my, and they start crying.
Well, to
crying.
Be honest, you know, sometimes, you know what, I can use manipulate. Look, so I am very good at talking myself out of tickets. And if
she
I.
She doesn't speed to do anything like that. She's saying, if it should,
I'm able you would be to, able to. You know, I can act naive. I can act like, oh my gosh, like I had such a crazy day. I know how to manipulate when I need to, and I use it in my best interest. But, and I think that's the, you know, this ties into to the next point, the need for us to know the outcome.
Baby, because what you talking about?
Because I'm afraid, like, I don't know what's going to happen on the other side.
I'm scared. Especially when we have been fixated on a very particular outcome and vision, and the uncertainty, and somebody saying, you know, just let go, relax, relate, release. You remember Whitley? Mm-hmm. that is, for some people who truly need to feel like they know the outcome of something, that is absolutely terrifying. Detachment. So think about it. Some people create their lives around things that they know for certain.
Oh, yeah.
Like certain jobs that they have. Like some people are like, I need to know that I come in at this time, I can leave at this time. Like, I need to know exactly what that outcome is. I like when I know if I leave my house at this time, that means I can get to this place. And when something gets thrown off, wait. That's not how this was planned. But when you're in a space of detachment, it's just like, you know, I'm going to tell you what helps me.
I'm getting better.
I'm going to tell you what helps me with that. Every time, like, say, at the airport or coming here, I always say to myself, if I'm not already where I'm supposed to be, I'm always where I'm supposed to be. I don't care where it is. And I think about, this is a little sad, but it helps me. I think about all the people in 9/11 who missed their flight. Mm. And we're probably hot.
Damn, like fish grease.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so I think about if I miss it, I miss it. That means it wasn't for me.
Yeah. I feel the same way too. And when there's a delay, I'm like, there's a reason why.
We have no idea how the universe is always, I believe that the universe is always working on my behalf. It's always working in my favor. So if I'm late, it's because there was a car up there that spun by. If I had been up there 5 minutes earlier like I was supposed to be, I would have gotten hit. And you never know that. But I trust and practice detachment that wherever my feet are is where I'm supposed to be. So if I'm not there.
And there's not a lot of stress that comes with that.
No.
Because Mia will come after the fact like,
hey, guys.
Hello.
I'm telling you, like, we went to a friend's house, and I came a little bit later, and I could tell when I walked in, I was like, but you were there. I was like, oh, I came right at the right time. I could tell the conversation was a little tense before. I'm like, see, I bring the joy and the sunshine. I don't want to hear this bullshit. I'm like, I might be late, but I'm right on time. I trust that I'm where I'm supposed to be. And I always think about these people, like, hot that they missed that flight. And not knowing that is the reason today that they are still alive. You got to trust sometimes, man.
Yeah.
So that's how I practice, you know, that is definitely a way of practicing detachment.
saves you a lot of stress. Let's talk about the power of surrender and just letting go, like we've been talking about, just attaching. So surrendering, it really allows you to cultivate a greater sense of self-awareness. Like you were saying, anytime you leave, you know that you are going to be wherever it is that you need to be. Like, that's just without a doubt. You know that. And it's, yeah. There's no stress that comes with it. There's no questioning. It just is. And you know that about yourself. And I think when you allow yourself to be in that way, you just have this deeper understanding about yourself where that faith has been cultivated. Because you always know that you are always going to be where you're supposed to be.
I truly believe that, yeah. For real. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times I'm like, man, I feel like I'm going to miss the flight or something. Something always like, oh, man, I didn't know. If I hadn't been here, then this wouldn't have happened. Or I didn't see this. Or I just, you got to trust it.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Surrendering, because a big part of the art of detachment is surrendering. So how, like, because people are going to say like, okay, so how do I detach? Surrender. So that allows you to reclaim your inner peace. Y'all know how I feel about my peace baseline. Right. That is zero on my act right there. Zero. It's peace. So I hope I'm not speaking out of school when I say that when you have inner peace and you're living in a state of inner peace, you're making decisions from a place of peace is completely different than making decisions from a peace, from a place of trauma, from a place of fear, from a place of mistrust, from a place of need for controlling.
Right, or desperation.
A place from, it's always going to be okay. It doesn't matter. That makes you feel free when you don't feel like, oh, well, this is, no matter what I decide, because I can never go against myself. When you, like, for real learn to love yourself, it's like, if it comes in my mind and my thoughts, it is not, it can't harm me because I'm me. And I trust me. And I love me. And I got peace with me. So whatever the decision is good for me.
And see, this is a really good tie into the next point, because that decision or those decisions that you're making about yourself are based on your intuition and your values, not on what anyone else has to say.
Yes.
You know, this is all or not, you know, because you want to get validation from other people. This is all based on you and what feels good and right for you. So I love that you said that. I was like, ooh, perfect segue into this next point.
Think about it. Like, it's when you are making decisions from your intuition and what's best for you, you're being authentic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best place that you can be.
And honest with yourself.
And honest with yourself. Because remember, we talk about how everything that you do sends out vibration. Everything vibrates. It has its own energy wave. I am vibrating in my authenticity, when you are vibrating in your authenticity, when Alex is vibrating in his authenticity, everything mm-hmm. that comes toward us is good for us because we are being honest. When I say everything that happens in our life for real starts with us, how are you vibrating? If you got some jacked up people coming towards you, don't look at them. Turn that mirror around and be like, I must be vibrating on some bullshit because where did you come from?
Right.
And you got to, you know what I mean? But if I'm in my authenticity, I don't care what it is that comes to me. I know it's for me. Mm-hmm. It's good for me because I'm being true to me.
Yeah.
I believe me.
So we can go through these other points because mm-hmm. we still have a lot to talk about. But it also can increase self-confidence and self-worth.
Yes, ma'am.
We talked about the validation piece, but it can also just to create a space for new possibilities and trust. We talked about that as well. Just trusting that the universe has a greater plan, because again, the universe is always conspiring on our behalf. And you mm-hmm. talked about that too.
Mm.
Like when you put that order in, when you were at the restaurant.
That's one of the quotes on my vision board.
The what?
The universe is always conspiring on my behalf, to have on my desk.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do you let go of attachment, Christy? Let it go.
Let it go. So it does take practice.
Mm-hmm.
I will definitely say that this is not an area that I have learned. There are some areas where I am able to attach, But I think for me, it's going to take practice.
Mm-hmm.
I will say being in the present is one way to really, for instance, I'm going to keep going back to this restaurant ordering food just because it's just a simple analogy.
Oh, that's yes.
And I love analogies.
Perfect.
But, you know, when you are ordering food, you're not saying, okay, well, sometimes depending on, you might say, I ordered the food like 10 minutes ago. But when you place an order for the food, be in the present moment, enjoy the moment. You're having conversations, you're drinking, you're talking.
This is why ambiance in restaurants is a big deal to me. I'm dead serious because I'm totally there for the...
Oh, Mia's all about the ambiance. She's all about the vibe.
I am here for the vibe. Oh, there's food too, yummy. But I'm truly here for all of this.
But, you know, there's not that like, well, where's the food? But basically just being in the present, you're not in the past and you're not in the future. You are in the present moment and you're not having that like, that connection to that outcome because mm-hmm. you're focused on the now, which is where the magic is, y'all.
That's where the magic is. So, like, okay, here's some quick ways to let go of attachment, right? How can I say this? Trust the outcome will be what is best for you in your divinity.
Mm-hmm.
But detach from it. And I know that sounds so damn crazy. It's like trust that what is best for you is coming your way. But detach, but don't think about it all day, every day. Detach from
become obsessed about it.
I put my order into the universe.
Amazon is coming, especially if you got Amazon Prime.
Dude.
It's coming.
No, for real. I don't know. My sister and brother-in-law, I swear, what... The morning, we were talking about some baby nipples. Like, oh, they need to be baby size. At like 3 o'clock, it was at the house. I was like, wait a minute. How did you do that? Amazon out there is on a whole nother level. Their Prime is for real, like 2 to 4 hours.
That is funny.
It's crazy. But Chrissy talked about being in the now. Also, when you guys let go of attachment, it allows you to... Remember... The art of detachment does not mean that you won't have challenges. What it allows you to do is approach a challenge in a trusting, full of faith, calmer, mm-hmm. and a clearer state of mind. Because I know that it's all good. So whatever it is, it's all good. So that allows you to be free. That allows you not to attach from it. And it really does kind of... I do this thing. It's like, oh, I'm actually kind of curious how this is going to work out. And I can just sit back, shut up, and just watch. That's when I go into observation.
Get your popcorn.
Right. I just go into observation mode. Like, oh, this is, let's see what happens. And there is no, oh, my God, if this happens, I'm truly like.
I'm still learning.
It doesn't matter. Like, I'm truly, like, it sounds crazy, but I'm like, it really doesn't matter because I'm going to be okay regardless. But I'm actually curious. I get to go into observation mode.
Right.
That's fun to me. And like, you know, it's like watching a movie. I'm literally watching a movie like, oh, let's see how you're going to handle this. Now, what happened? Okay. That's what, okay. I literally get to enjoy life when I am
But how did you get to that point?
Now, I'm not 100% always there.
Yeah.
But I can catch myself because it's so much more fun. You don't remember, you know me. I'm here for the shits and the giggles.
You are.
I told y'all get on this rainbow. Come on, y'all get on this ride with me.
It's free.
It's free. Y'all, like, look at how beautiful how we view the world and the people around us and what we want to see is truly our choice. And I just got to a point at some point, I don't know, the last few years, and I was just like, I just want to see the pretty stuff. And I think it's all beautiful. I don't care what it is. It's all beautiful. It's interesting. Like, humans are so interesting.
Very interesting.
The things that we do in it and attach to it, think about.
Like, why?
It's just like, wow. And then when you think about this, ain't none of this shit for real. Like, this
you
is
right.
fascinating. Yeah. And when I think of life as a game, and it's not necessarily about winning or losing. It's not that type of game. It is just like a participate, like right. as a
you
game.
You learn to play in the game of life.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Every day that I wake up, that means my highest self, the God to me, said, we back. I'm not about to waste this anymore. I feel like I've wasted so much. I've wasted too many days and time trying to control something, trying living out of fear. You just get to the point, it's like,
that's a good point.
What's the point of that? Like, I can never get those days or times back, and this is such a beautiful space to live in. And watching what's happening in society, it's like, oh.
That's a good point, Mia.
They told us, and it's happening. You don't think I'm about to sit back with my popcorn watching this? And a great pop. Oh, that sounds so good right about now. I'm sorry.
But I think, you know, so detaching from people, this next point is related to just people.
Yeah.
You accept people for who they are, releasing those expectations. Like, I expect this person to be this. And this, I'm going to be transparent. This is an area that I'm also working on too. And man, I've been doing a lot of like inner work, and I would have, and sometimes I feel ashamed and feel bad for things that I'm just now realizing. I may have an expectation for someone to do the same thing that I do, or think the same way that I think, or work the same way that I work, but they're not me. And to have the expectation of someone else is wrong, you know? And so I am learning to accept people for who they are.
Well, Chrissy, it's not that it's wrong. It's just it's painful for you, because it's not painful for them. We're creating pain for ourselves.
Well, maybe I shouldn't say wrong, but yeah. I should say my way of thinking in that way is skewed, you know?
I used to say this all the time, especially like in relationship. If somebody would hurt me, I would say, I would never do that to you. And when I think about that now, girl, I laugh my ass off. You know what I mean? Like, well, who the hell was... Why would you say that to somebody? This is me talking to myself like, Mia, why would you say that? Of course, they are not you. You are a whole soul. They are a whole soul. No, they're not going. So once I release that, like, I don't say that. Like, I would never do that to you. You're not me, and I'm not you. So when we have expectations that people are supposed to, given the same set of environment, like environmental challenges or something, we expect people to do like we would do, especially if it's a loved one or a family member. It's like, we came from the same place. How could we? You can line up 100 people, show them the same thing, they're all gonna respond differently. Yeah,
you're right.
If something's gonna, because they're coming from their perspective. Mm-hmm. We prevent a lot of pain and potential trauma and BS when we don't have expectations for people to be who we are.
Yeah.
Because if they're being us, then who's being...
Exactly.
It only needs to be one of me, and I got that.
Yeah.
It only needs to be one of you, and you got that. So how dare I put my expectations and rules on you, because that's what I would do.
Bingo. And when you accept people for who they are, then you end up focusing on your own growth.
Yes.
You are staying in your own lane.
Yes.
And the key too, I think, and this was a good... this was a good reminder. You're not detaching yourself from the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still the relationship.
Good point, Christy. Yes.
You know?
Do that. Yes. That's...
It doesn't mean that the relationship, you are detaching from the relationship.
I'm so glad you said that. You are detaching yourself from
the outcome or the expectation.
I'm okay with it all.
Right. Regardless.
That's an excellent point.
Oh, this is for me.
I'm like, no, that's a really good point, Christy. I like that.
But no, like this whole episode of detachment, this is like all coming to light. Like a lot of the stuff that I have been dealing with has been around detachment. Like I feel like this whole episode is for me.
You know what? When you said something, you just said like, you know, when you accept people for who they are, I have found that the things that I love most about the people that I love is their growth. It's not the stuff that they do perfect, but when I see somebody has triumphed through something, or I've seen someone, you know, heal themselves or recognize themselves, that is the most beautiful shit on earth to me. I think people's flaws are so beautiful, because when you go through the work to heal yourself and you see somebody else doing it, it's so much respect. Like, cheers, baby, because I already know what you had to do and what type of commitment you had to make to yourself in order to get to the space that you're in right now. And people can only love somebody else as much as they are able to love themselves. So when you see somebody who has committed and love themselves so much that they want to, like, let me put all these scars off. Come on, what we got going on? And now you're sitting, or they're even in the middle of it. Dude, that's the motherfucker you want, right? That's chef's kiss. Because if someone can't commit to their own healing and their own health and their own mastery, how can we expect them to give that to somebody, to me? Just give it to your children, give it to anybody if you're not committed to it yourself. So when I see somebody do, I think it's so beautiful. That's what I think about it as human. We love a comeback story. Yeah. We love when somebody messes up real bad and we're like, man, look at what they did, because it allows us to see a part of us and be like, I can do that too.
Robert
I can
Downey persevere. Jr.
Redemption is always possible for me. Because it's possible for them. Yeah. It allows us to be more compassionate towards people when we heal ourselves. I mean, girl, I think that's the most flaws and all. I love the flaws.
Yeah.
So, all right. All right. Living a detached life. We're going to list some off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You asked earlier, you said, how do you get to this? Continual practice.
Practice makes intentional. Efficient.
Very intentional. What else we got?
Embrace uncertainty. Imagine living a life where everything was certain. Like, I've talked about this all the time. If you were playing a game so and you knew boring. That you would win, you'd be bored.
Yeah.
So embrace uncertainty. Like Mia says, the way that she approaches it is kind of fun. Let's see how this is going to turn out.
I'm curious.
Yeah. Let's grab your popcorn and watch it unfold.
Because also the thing is, whatever is in front of me, whoever, whatever situation is in front of me, I know that it's in front of me for a reason. It's just a part of me that is being reflected back to me that I need to see. So if I look at it like that, I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Let's see what happens. There's something for me here that I'm trying to show myself. Game on.
That is some deep self-awareness.
Girl. Continual practice.
Continual practice.
Living a detached life allows you to be less anxious. I feel like so many people have anxiety. Like, or they claim anxiety. Like, oh my goodness, I have such anxiety. I got to take this. I got to take. Let me tell you something. Practice some detachment. Anxiety, what? What anxiety?
Who?
Who? Where?
Yeah. You know, also getting to a point where it's like, I'm not about to let this control me. This does not have power over me. I like what Mia said earlier. And we say this in other episodes too. Like, I am the director. I'm the producer. Yes. I am the writer.
Yes.
I am the choreographer. I'm the actor. I'm the cameraman. I'm the gaffer. Like, all of those things. So, no, I'm not about to allow this to take control over me.
And you can catch yourself. This is one of those times. This is how I catch myself when I can feel myself reacting. And now I have this little internal voice and be like, oh, so that they're that powerful. You just go. I mean, hey, if that's what you want to do, but I'm just reminding you that you gave them that much power that you were on their energy level. I'd be like, child, no, you know, I would say I'm a good 85% of the time where I'm not doing that. But you know, that 15% kind of fun every once in a while, too.
It's like, they'll be like, see what I'm working with today.
I am. Today I'm doing it. I'm all in.
I got time today.
I got time today. I'm just curious to see if I still got the muscle.
I actually stretched, you know. Let's see.
Okay, so if you let go of things that you don't need, with the understanding that true abundance comes from within.
Yep. Facts.
Oh my God, there is this young lady on, I found her on IG. She has this song, it's called I Am Abundant. She says, I attract abundance because I am abundant. So it's like this, if I believe that my being is abundant,
then that's what you're going to attract.
Period.
And that's true.
If people walking around thinking that they are basic,
you're right.
Again, the universe believes you. Oh, okay. She's in basic mode. Oh, wait.
Basic mode.
We was giving her baddie stuff. No, she said she basic. Give her the basic package.
Basic package coming right up.
Let's see what else you got, Chrissy.
And, you know, like you, just your approach, Mia. You are kind to yourself and you give yourself more grace when you understand that emotions are a part of the natural part of the human experience. Like when you have that moment where it's like, no, I'm not doing that today. But you realize that it's a part of your human experience and you're not going to beat yourself up about it. But you were just like, okay, I realize this is where I am right now. Let's let it go. I'm not going there.
Give yourself some grace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then also, you guys, we talked about this a little bit, just living a detached life allows you to trust in divine order and divine timing and know everything. I don't care where you are in your journey, in your path, everything is unfolding exactly as you designed, as you created. It is perfection. From you, period.
Facts. And what is for you will find you.
It will not miss me.
No. And then just really standing in that. It really is. It really is. It sounds easier said than done, especially when you are so accustomed to.
I think it's very difficult in relationships.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's an area I can detach.
See, that's difficult for me. Like, it's just like, no, this is it. And you have to, like, the mindset that if I have to do like this or chase it, it ain't for me.
Yeah.
It's like, it's duh. But what's for me, which I know is beautiful and good because I created it, it will find me no matter what it is. And, your life, your career, your friendships.
Lover.
Yeah. So, what's your takeaway, Christy? Because we've been talking for about a good hour.
But it's been a good, discussion.
I hope you guys have enjoyed this.
This has been a reminder.
I'm like, I needed this today.
Look, if anything, this episode was for me.
Well, like, I needed this too. Like,
this episode was for me. But honestly, my takeaway is to embrace the journey instead of focusing on the destination.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, the journey is so fun. The journey is so fun. I love that. Oh my goodness, what would my takeaway be? Like, I'm like, what did we talk about? I would say, I feel like this is, somebody's gonna say, somebody needs to tell me how many times I've said this as a takeaway, but it holds so true for me in my life. Trust yourself.
And that even takes time and practice.
What? What? Like, why is it so hard to trust yourself?
Right.
Trust yourself. Trust your journey. Trust the God in you that you are perfect in your as a creation. The challenges, the good times, all of it is so beautiful. And when you trust that, now I'm just enjoying the game.
Yeah.
So that would be my takeaway. Ooh-wee. Do we have a crystal, Christy?
Crystal of the week. Okay, crystal of the week is barite. I'm going to pronounce it that way. Go ahead and correct me if I'm wrong. The element is storm. It is good for the third eye and crown chakras. And this is a really great crystal to work with if you are in need of releasing attachments to forms or structures in your life that are based in fear. Perfect crystal. It can also generate some excitement about manifesting your spiritual purpose combined with a willingness to do what it takes to accomplish that goal. So I thought this was a great crystal to share for this episode. And so that is the crystal of the week. Y'all let us know what you think.
You guys follow us on IG because we are going to post the videos where we give you a sneak peek of what's inside these boxes.
I'm excited.
Like, after we turn off the camera, let's just go ahead and do it. Because I'm not going to wait. You know, I can't do it. So, that is it. You guys follow us on IG at Two Queens Crystal Things.
Yeah.
You guys, for those of you who have been listening to us on the podcast streaming platforms, please know that we are now on YouTube. So you can listen to us and sometimes watch us too. We have a couple of little videos. Well, there's several videos.
And like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe and share. We love you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
And as we always say around this time, light, peace, love, and soul. We love you guys. Mwah. Till next time.
I attract abundant
because I am.
Girl, that's on my playlist, actually. Oh, girl, I have a playlist I created that says I love Mia.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so about the songs that get me in my, aww, in my, in my, yeah, in my.